T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys will talk some football. It'll happen.
I'm sure. I'm sure we'll get to that subject because there will be fertile ground. However, we're getting some little breaking news here that I'll mention in just a moment after I thank Kevin Fishbane and Rob Schaefer for being our guest today. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Evan Thomas, Rick Camp, Mike Rankin, and Ray Diaz for helping out as well. The breaking news comes to us via the Twitter feed of our friend Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk, who says, Buzz Building. That's actually the guy they're hiring. Hello, I'm Buzz Building. I'm your new general manager.
Buzz Lightyear has the day off.
It's not going to be Buzz Building, but Buzz Building that Ryan Poles will end up with the Bears over the Vikings as GM. Not final yet. Stay tuned. Breaking news on the score brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo privacy simplified as we welcome Lawrence Holmes. I want to mention as well that you've been hearing a lot of promos, a lot of stuff for our 30th anniversary with the festivities that are going on throughout the year. And into once everything gets better around here, we can all get together and celebrate. All of the 30th anniversary content is brought to you by our dear friends at EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in home automation and audio visual systems. It was great to see James and Wex yesterday. Wex is the wexiest Wex that ever wexed. He is in fine fettle in the long time. Score character is still doing great things with EOC Audio. Lawrence, hello.
You brought up the name Jockstrap Jones. Not going to forgive you for that, you son of a...
Sorry about that, Jerome.
I have some thoughts on George's license plate.
Yeah.
J-U-S-A Fan. Okay, can we do that? And 1920 GSH.
What if it just says George?
I'm George.
What if it says football, but football on it to throw people off? And then he gets out the car and he's got on his Bears jacket.
Man, I'm telling you, he wanted everybody to know that he was doing that because that proves he's just a fan.
It is. That's why I think that's on his license plate, Layla. Just a fan to let you know. If he's found his person, great.
But like I said, man, when I came here, like growing up doing a field trip, Chicago was the city for like seeing limousines everywhere. And it just surprised me that
with as much time as you spend in L.A.?
A charter organization didn't send a car.
Charter?
Well, maybe they did, and George just wanted to do the every regular man thing. Let me show you about Chicago traffic.
Maybe you got that chance to talk to him, just two men driving in a car.
Yes.
Maybe stopping for a little Culver's.
Is it wrong? No, it's not.
What do you want? You want a butter burger? Come on, I'll buy a butter burger. Come on.
Yes. Breaking news, Adam Schefter, Bears are finalizing a deal to hire Chiefs Assistant Director of Player Personnel, Ryan Poles, as their next general manager per league sources.
Never fails. When you want to pick somebody up from O'Hare, you are official.
All right, so now we can throw out all of the other stuff on all of the other possible GM candidates. They got their meeting with Morocco Brown, and they said, okay, this is what it comes down to, and now they have their guy, which is great.
Well, at least they hired the GM first.
Yes, this was one of the things that I really wanted them to do, Dan.
Let's give them a round of applause for that.
I agree.
Congratulations. Cough clap. George.
Congratulations, George McCaskey.
You've cleared the lowest bar possible.
But is it a bar we needed you to clear nonetheless and are happy you got it done? Yes.
Yes.
Low expectations.
Okay. Yes, but it is good to get this person, allow that. This way, there's no,
well, you know, this was the guy that they had already hired and he inherited.
This allows Ryan to do his own. Oh, another Ryan. Oh, geez.
Uh-huh.
It's another.
Also, of you wanting to call him Ryan Poles Assassin, no! Do not combine the two.
Another RP. Do they need to hire another Matt coach?
It's another RP, and it's another overpromoted scout. A Phil Emery trained scout. It's another guy is going to be out looking for players and all that. If there were another executive level hire in here, I'd be more excited about it. But this looks like a GM. This is not a like top football executive guy.
Yeah, but apparently it's someone that George is going to enjoy talking football with.
It's a guy who probably reports to Ted Phillips. Is that what I'm hearing y'all say?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that.
Are there any Matt
candidates? Does he even know about the pole assassin?
Out there that are coaches?
Yeah, he's Matt Eberflus.
Oh, that's right. And I guess technically Matt Canada.
Matt Canada. No, thank you. Bad.
Hold on. But Eberflus
Herb said the Matt Canada show.
The Matt Canada show.
I blame you guys' show for my show already going off the rails.
Well, you've got news.
That's what we do.
You've got news.
Yeah, but, you know, great.
How do you feel about falling iguanas?
It freaked me out the first time that I saw it. And then I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
It was so cold in here in the studio. Dan and I were trying to conserve energy.
I saw David as I was driving into the parking lot today. And look, I get it. You're up that early. Studio's got to be frosty.
No, it's the opposite.
They wear horse blankets. Those flannels, you could walk outside right now and be warm. It's the second time I've said that to Dan, and he laughs every time. And it's worse because I think the last time I had like just come back from Texas, and I was like, they have the studio at 67 in there because they're wearing those damn horse blanket flannels.
You just picture like a bale of hay over here. They're, you know, chomping out of a big like granola bar full of ivermectin.
They look so warm and cozy,
yeah,
all of them.
That's great, though. That's what you
it's
want.
It's very high quality fabric. But the rest of us have to stay warm.
No, Mully just is cozy, though. That's just who he is. Mully's just, he comes by that.
There was a great shot of him a couple days ago with his feet up on his desk while he was doing the show. And I was like, yeah, that's the move right there. Like, he's got, like, it was the perfect, like, depiction of cozy. He had it going on while he was doing his show from home. Which
and,
I was like, yeah.
And casually drinks Pellegrino while doing a radio show. Those bubbles would come back to haunt me.
Yes, it would not be my choice. A carbonated beverage, not usually ideal. But we've already discovered, well, we think we've discovered, that Mully is a secret agent.
There's a tweet here from Adam Schefter who says, former Lions and Colts head coach Jim Caldwell is in the Bears building today. Matching the experienced Caldwell with the upstart Ryan Poles is a game plan that some around the league now believe the Bears easily could deploy.
Well, according to Colleen Kane, Ryan Poles had already been in contact with Caldwell and he had been in contact with Bowles. So he was already trying to put together what his regime would look like before he even got the Bears job.
And our friend Matt Miller, our regular contributor Matt Miller, says, I've written a lot about Poles in the last year. He was my top available GM candidate based on his work as a scout and director. He's worked under multiple GM styles in Pioli, Wolf, and Reed, and is his own blend of those experiences, a very good scout, but also understands culture. I don't think Chicago could have done better.
Great.
I hope you're right.
I hope he's right, too. Where I'm at with any of this is, unless it was just odorous, any of these hires that the Bears make, my reaction is going to be, okay, Let's see what happens next.
There it is. Unfortunately, this is something that just takes practice in order to figure out if it's the right person or not. And I don't mean practice as in practicing the job, but putting his work into practice.
Yeah, there was nothing that they were going to do from the list of people, you know, the 30, 40 people that could be hired as GM or head coach that I was going to be like, that's a terrible move. All of it is just kind of like, all right, they have their new direction, and let's see what that bears.
Well, the sun is filling the studio with light. So that just happened. Maybe there's some sort of revelation going on.
He may be a very good general manager. I'm concerned that he's just not as powerful a person in the organization as Ted Phillips. This isn't one of those where, unless there's a title change that we don't know about, it sounds like more of the Bears trusting their structure as much as anything else. I don't trust their structure as much as they do.
I don't either, Dan, but I also don't think that, like, Ted's not the guy that I'm really that worried about, to tell you the truth. It's George. And that was never going to change. So the hope is that the people that they hire, that they're process this time, and I do like that they went into a lot of different places. They had different voices that were in the room in regards to allowing different questions to be asked, and some people didn't like that some of the questions that were asked by the Bears. I'm okay with all of that stuff, knowing that the part that I think needs changing is probably never going, well, is not going to change in the near future.
Right.
So everything else is, did they hire someone that can overcome some of the limitations that they have as an organization? And the answer to that question is, I don't know.
None of us do. They don't know.
Because they don't want to do it differently. We knew that from the moment that press conference started. When we hear that Ted is still involved in the process, it wasn't going to be any different. And that there was somebody else who wasn't even a full-time employee of the organization helping.
Ian Rappaport says Ryan Poles has accepted the job. He is the Bears' new GM.
Congratulations.
I'm telling you, the great relationship test in Chicago. Will that person pick you up from O'Hare? Never fails.
Layla, I think that you're on to something. And it's not just picking you up, because plenty of people will pick you up.
No, they won't. No, not from
sure
O'Hare.
They will. They'll stay in the lane or the little parking lot on 90, and then they'll come get you when you get out there. George parked, man. He parked, and he went in, and he had his little sign and his Bears jacket and mask and all of that good stuff.
Do you think he parked in the actual parking or in the remote parking? Do you think he, like, took the bus, like, forlornly by himself, like, hanging onto the strap?
I love the idea of him on the tram.
The tram doesn't work.
It doesn't?
It hasn't worked for 3 years.
No.
George's still waiting, though.
Where you been?
I took a trip out of O'Hare, and it's got to be less than 3 years ago.
What is this tram
talk? Is the people mover? I don't think it. Is it working yet?
You mean the escalator flat thing on the ground?
No, the train that goes to remote parking. It had been a bus.
I think it's working because I took an international trip and I went to O'Hare. And I was on the tram. And that's why I can visualize George just on there with his thoughts.
Dan, this one's for you from Albert Breer.
Yes.
The Bears' hire of Ryan Poles as GM leaves Browns VP of football operations Kwesi Adofo-Mensah as the clear leader for the Vikings GM job. Adofo-Mensah just so happened to be in Minneapolis right now for a second interview. Dominoes falling. RIP Louis Anderson.
He did not have
the bottom of the tweet.
Yeah,
he definitely did.
Okay.
Everybody says the tram is working.
Okay. Yes, the tram is O'Hare Airport.
I just always presumed that it was, because it was out for like 2 years. I thought they just kind of forgot about it.
No.
Okay.
O'Hare is a nice airport.
It's one of the best airports in the world.
But it wasn't.
You have their tram not working for 3 years.
It wasn't. It was out forever, and there were buses. And
because you were taking all these international flights, Man of Mystery, Dan Bernstein.
It's not international flights, it's from remote, because I'm too cheap to pay for regular parking.
I was so cheap, I took the train to the airport.
I think you got a bad injury report, Dan. That's good. What I think that happened.
All right, well, that's the best news of the day, is that that's working. Once we can start traveling again, at least we can park in remote now and save a couple of bucks.
Why did y'all tell Dan the train was working?
Okay, so wait. Did George just hit the hazards? Like, does George have enough stroke that he could just roll up to O'Hare and hit the hazards while he gets Ryan Poles off the flight?
I picture it's like Creed when he becomes the new manager from The Office, where he just says, keep it running, and then throws his keys into an empty parking lot, but like walks in with all the swag.
The white zone is for loading and unloading only. So now we presume that Ryan Poles will snap into action.
Can't stop thinking Ryan Pace.
And be part of the interview process for coaches. I don't know if his thoughts on coaches helped him get the job. We don't know where one starts and the other ends.
Correct. And these are all things, if we get an opportunity to talk with Ryan, which I imagine will happen in the next, I don't know, week or so, then we will get a better understanding of what his role is. But at least they hired him first, and he can be a part of whatever is left. I always thought it was weird that the Bears were interviewing coaches before the GM was in place. And that speaks to what you were talking about, Dan, where you're saying their structure and the way things are set up. This is what they had promised to do. This is what George had said he wanted to do, was to get the GM in there first. And I'm glad that they did it this way. But I did think it was strange to be like, okay, we're going to interview these coaches, even though they might not mesh with whomever it is that we hire as the GM. And what were they doing with all of that football information?
We'll never know. That's it's like naming a pope. You know, you don't know what goes on.
Those guys are usually qualified. Like, they go up a rank and file, and to them, there's a system. That is not necessarily the case with the Bears.
And by the way, the People Mover reopened on November 3rd. That was with a limited schedule. I don't know if it's completely reopened yet, but it was after years of construction delays, it did reopen.
You just won't let this go. You're like a dog with a bone.
No, I'm happy that it did.
When was the last time you even went to the airport?
To pick up my wife. So I wouldn't have known that, because I was, you know, I just...
Yeah, when was the last time you took a flight from that
in
airport?
In my Bears jacket.
And a sign.
A sign with her hometown on that. Mattawan, New Jersey.
260, who once drove 155 miles to pick up an ex at O'Hare. Did you two get back together? Because that's the real tell here.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. There needs to be more to this story.
There's a lot more.
That's a cliffhanger. Like, I'll go ahead with this. I'll take the carrot.
So my guess is that that's coming from the north, not the south, right?
IDK.
That's someone that was in like near Madison that came and picked someone up at O'Hare. There's no way that, because why wouldn't you just fly into Indy or net? Okay. That is dedication. I hope they are still together.
I have questions here.
My question is, do we get live press conference tomorrow on these airwaves?
I would hope so, but I think that they're probably still trying to hire the coach. So
I got to figure out how many times he says Ryan Pace.
So take a few moments and have your live press conference. That's all I want.
Layla, you hit on something.
Mm-hmm.
Did George hire a guy named Ryan because that's the only name he could remember?
Zach Morris is trash.
That's true.
He is, and he's gone. And so are Bernstein and Rahimi. You can check them out Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until noon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.